Now let's switch to the headquarters of the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, and here's Orion Samuelson.
Well, thank you very much, Max. And once again, this year, Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue has allowed us to turn his office at USDA in Washington into a television studio. Thank you for welcoming us back for this year's event, sir.
And we're delighted to have you back again, and I'm delighted to visit with you, Orin.
First question I'm going to ask you, what is the most enjoyable thing you have done this year?
Well, since May of 17, I clicked off 48 states, and we've had a wonderful time visiting all over the country. The good news about that is, east, west, north, and south, the production schemes may be somewhat different. The crops might be different, but the people are so much the same. It's a great constituency out there, and we're happy to serve the farmers. But one of the things that we enjoyed was taking a group of farmers and stakeholders to the New York Stock Exchange to ring the closing bell. And we had the opportunity to do that and demonstrate the importance of the agricultural economy to the U.S. economy and that icon of global commerce. Things have come together. Obviously, we had a very good vote on the Farm Bill. I think the highest vote total in the House that's ever been, a record. And certainly the agreement between Canada and Mexico and the U.S., the USMCA agreement. And we've got the Waters of the U.S. rule out now. So a lot of things happening in agriculture. We look forward to the second half of the mitigation payments there. And we look forward also with China coming back into the soybean market. We hope that can be an entree to restore the trades that we need without tariffs.
What are you hearing from all of the people involved in those trade negotiations that would be encouraging to producers?
Well, again, I think China made some commitments, but with the Chinese, it's never over till it's over. And I think, again, is this just a seasonal buy where they need us, or are they trying to make a good faith effort? That remains to be seen. I have heard that they're continuing to play footsie with the Brazilians and the new crop, as theirs coming on very, very soon. So we hope it's just not a matter of them running out of beans and needing us to fill in the meantime. We don't want to be the last date on the counter.
And you can't talk about China today without talking about African swine fever.
No question about it. It's a frightening disease, and it's ravaging the mainland China in so many ways. We keep up with it on a daily basis. Our Animal Plant Health Inspection Service surveys both in-country and with other data about where it's spreading and what they're acknowledging. Our concern is that we may not know all the news about that, but we are seeing them coming back into the market for pork purchases, which makes us think that there may have been some serious damage done to their pork industry.
And sort of in the shadow of all of the activity, but very important to farmers, WOTUS.
Oh, absolutely. That's a great victory there. Administrator Wheeler, Andrew Wheeler of EPA, has been a great partner with USDA. We work very well with him. But when you think about it, the interagency cooperation between the Corps of Engineers, the EPA, and USDA is unprecedented. And we're enjoying a wonderful interagency cooperation between those two because, as you know, EPA has a lot to do with our farmers' productivity, as does the Corps of Engineers.
And back to the Farm Bill for a moment. We got most of what we wanted in that bill, didn't we?
Most everything from the farm safety net. You know, the President and I were keen on the work requirements and our SNAP recipients and our food stamp program. And we think we can do some things regulatory-wise that will help that. But from the farm safety net, conservation titles, and others, I think it was, again, an evolutionary improvement over even the 14 Farm Bill. So we're very pleased.
And crop insurance, I heard more about that from farmers than almost any other title in the bill.
Well, it was crucial, and that was preserved. And good news, farmers participating in their own risk management. As you know, lenders and those who provide funds for the producers, the crop insurance is very critical in their financial and underwriting decisions.
Well, we just got the Farm Bill done, but now we'll start work on the next one. Do you see any requests that agriculture will be making in that one?
don't move us too quickly. We're going to implement this. Obviously, USDA has to write the rules of implementation. When Congress passes a bill, it's sort of generic, and we have to provide the specifics there. We have to change our IT structure and all of our farm service agencies. So we're going to be busy over the next couple of months with implementation. But the good news is farmers don't have to expect big changes. They're going to have more flexibility in the PLC, ARC decisions. They get to improve their annual production history and update that. So I think it's a lot of things they'll like, but we're going to be busy implementing this law.
We will continue our conversation, an annual event at the end of the year, with the 31st Secretary of Agriculture of the United States, Sonny Perdue.
All right, Orient, we'll be back to you at the USDA right after this break on AgriView 2018.